this isn't how I ideally want to share difficult and sad news, but as death is inevitable, I feel value in discussing it. Over the weekend, Kathy Coleman, founder and artistic director of Disability Art and Culture Project, died. To honor Kathy and her work and her role in my early disability identity formation, I'm re-releasing an interview I did with her in 2014. This was from the streaming radio days when I recorded audio through the internet and phone lines, so it sounds rough, but it is what it is. And what it is part of a record of Kathy. I edited out some things for time and relevance. I mean, it's 6 years old. When I moved to Portland, I was non-disabled. I joined the mixed ability dance scene, which was mostly disabled people, but not fully. And I met some real powerhouses. Kathy is the third person from that original group to die since I've lived in Portland. And I also want to give honor to Art Honeyman and Alexis Jewell, the other two who I danced with in the early days who have passed. I was on the board of Disability Art and Culture Project for several years and volunteered at so many Inclusive Arts Vibe performances and at fundraisers and events. Although I left it a couple years ago, I've continued watching as DACUP grew with their real project, Rejecting Economic and Ableist Limits, an upcoming planned collaboration with the deaf-led Sima Space, and a couple more projects people were working on from across the U.S. that I just learned about after sharing the news on Facebook that she had died. Although a white-led organization, DACUP demonstrated tremendous work toward racial justice, and the organization grew from dance and festivals to social justice-focused discussion groups, to hosting real abilities in Portland, to fostering immigrant and refugee-led work by people of color with disabilities. There's a link in the blog post to a transcript of Pigeonhole Podcast episode 25, and there's a picture of Kathy from DACUP's 10th anniversary gala. She's wearing a black top and a sparkly skirt. She sits in her manual wheelchair in front of a stage that's decorated with tinsel and a swirly background. She has large round glasses and silver nail polish. She holds a microphone in one hand and is mid-fist bump with the other hand, and she has this huge smile that spreads across her entire face.